G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015, soon to become known as Don't Do What Donnie Don't Does. Big fella, we are battling.
We are. Really interesting stats that I chased up on the back of a conversation we actually had yesterday about this. Where Grego said, why do we call it the AFL Lions? We should just be betting totals. So I dug into that, and since the start of the 2013 season, which was straight on the back of our first punter's guide, since that time, Greg is 87 wins, 86 losses at the line, 30 wins, 12 losses on totals. So making plenty on the totals there. And mine's just as bad. 50 wins, 54 losses on lines, 69 wins, 34 losses on totals. We've got the thing named the wrong way. It should be the AFL totals with Shitty and Sting. And there's probably a lesson in that for the subsequent 20 weeks or so that we do this in the effort to try and get out of this hole we're currently in.
Unbelievable.
And we kick things off on Friday night at the MCG with Richmond and Melbourne. The Tigers laying about 4 goals, total points line in the low 160s.
Didn't find a bet here myself. Richmond were pretty good last week disposing of Brisbane. I think it's hard to say that Melbourne's a better side than Brisbane, but Melbourne should be a better side than Brisbane. They put up a pretty good fight against Adelaide, who I think are as good as Richmond. So I think, if anything, you're probably going to take the start here, but I just can't get involved in that. Obviously, pretty ordinary track record Richmond games across the journey as well. I can't pin them down, mate, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, easy lay down here for me as well. Richmond, on their best, would win this by more than 4 goals, but I'm conscious that we got to the same spot last year and Melbourne dusted them by 3 goals.
Yeah.
Bit of rain around in Melbourne as well, night game. Low 160s doesn't give you a lot of room underneath, but with those sort of forecasts and the way Melbourne sometimes clamp up, certainly not keen to play the over either.
Perfect.
So we move to Anzac Day, and it's an 11:10 start Australian Eastern Time.
A feast of football on two-up day. Unbelievable.
It's brilliant, isn't it? At Westpac Stadium in Wellington, we've got St Kilda and Carlton. The Saints getting about 3 goals, total points line, mid-170s.
No, nothing for me.
Neither.
Not interested.
No. We move straight on to the Saturday afternoon feature, the traditional Essendon-Collingwood game at the MCG. Bombers laying a little bit over 2.5 goals, total points line mid to high 160s.
I, surprisingly, given the discussion we've had about playing margins, I'm going to lay the points in this one. Essendon are a substantially better side than Collingwood, and that's all that needs to be said. 2 goals, I don't care what stage it's on, nowhere near enough, and they'll cover that comfortably for mine.
I'm not going to bet this game. If I wasn't an Essendon fan, I'd be playing the Pies plus. Bombers, the last 19 times they've laid 15 points or more, including last week against Carlton where you took the minus, they've covered 3 of them.
Well,
they've covered none of their last 11 in that situation. They don't do expectation well.
Well, they're going to have to start doing expectation because they're going to cop a lot of it. And if they don't do expectation, then they're not going to play finals, and that will be a massive, massive shit fight for that football club given the start that they've had to the season.
Absolutely. On exposed form in the first 3 weeks, you'd say they should win this and win this comfortably, but that stat's far too disconcerting for me to be laying the points. We move on to the greater Homebush area, but not ANZ Stadium. We're at Star Trek Oval for Greater Western Sydney and the Gold Coast. On the Saturday Twilight game, the Giants laying about 2.5 goals, total points line low 180s.
Look, again, this is probably an overs game, but given the threat of rain, and it's been pretty miserable, shitty weather here in Canberra for the last couple of weeks.
And it's been hosing in Sydney.
Yeah, so I'm not convinced there'll be a heap of points, but there's just the capacity. 2 young teams out to prove a point. They play expansive sort of footy. So, if anything, I think the overs. But either side could win it on their day. Not really too interested in getting involved in the lines of that. Just got a quick message for Rocket E. Don't you break my phone in that coach's box. And well, you and me are going to have words.
Nothing for me either here. I mean, you've got recent head-to-head history. A lot of games where the totals have busted 200. But pretty foul weather around the place. Enough for me to stay out. We move on to Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide and Hawthorn. The Power getting a little bit over one goal, total points line low 180s.
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting one, this one. Like, you'd say that Hawthorn probably should win this game and win it reasonably comfortably, but the last 18 months especially, Port Adelaide have played good footy against Hawthorn. Every time they've played them, they play against them well. They break down their possession game quite well through their run and their attack and their defensive pressure. That said, that style of football hasn't been as evident in Port Adelaide this year, and the way they've gone about it, they tend to be a bit standoffish. But you can't underestimate them at home. So I think Hawthorn will win and should win by three or four goals, but anything could happen over there.
Yeah, no bet here for me either. Port have a couple of really strong trends towards them as small underdogs, really effective against the spread in night games. The counter to that, Hawthorn have been terrific recently as road favourites, covering 11 in the last 16. Ditto for their last 16 starts as favourites of less than 2.5 goals. Port trend to the under in night games, Hawthorn trend to the over. Pretty easy lay down for me. Final game of Saturday night is over at Subiaco with Fremantle hosting Sydney. Dockers laying a little over one goal. Total points line mid to high 160s.
I'm going to play the over in this game. It's abundantly clear that Fremantle are playing a more attacking brand of football this year. Both sides have good key forwards. They have good midfields that can get good service to said key forwards. So I know Fremantle have traditionally been an unders team, and I know Ross Lyon likes to bottle it up when under pressure, but I think that this one might actually turn into a little bit of a shootout over there, and I reckon there could be quite a few goals kicked, so I'm going to play the over.
I've got Swans plus here. Really interesting trend for the Dockers over the last couple of years. It's one I highlighted last week. They are a wonderful side to bet off 7-day break. They've covered 16 of their last 20, 29 out of their last 39. They are a horrible side to bet off a 6-day break or less. Covered none of their 7 last year. Covered 2 out of their last 13 over the last 2 and a bit years. And they played some pretty bad sides in those games as well. Swans covered 8 of their last 12 on the road. Beat Freo twice last year. Admittedly, both were in Sydney, but still. If this was a Freo 7-day break, I'd be quite easily letting this game go. I can take Freo on a short break with a really good side. Swans at the plus for me. Sunday afternoon, we go to the Gabba for Brisbane and the West Coast. Brisbane getting about 3 goals, total points line low 180s.
Oh, yeah. This was a bit conflicting for me as well, because on face value, I'd want to play the over in this game. That said, Brisbane in particular have got a pretty weak forward set up at the moment. So they're going to have to get a fair bit of grunt from a fair bit of scoreboard pressure from their midfield. And on the flip side of that, West Coast have got no defence. So they're going to have to be all out attack and really trying to put a number on there. So I sort of felt like this could be a grubby sort of a game with two pretty ordinary sides, but I'm backing it probably to be a bit more free flowing, and I think that they'll, as I said, West Coast can't stop a team from scoring with all their outs down back, so they just have to be all out attack. And I expect them to try and really put a number up there, and I think that 180 will go early in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's a West Coast day game. It's not going to be pissing down with rain. I'm betting the over. Josh Kennedy, look around for most goals for the weekend. I think this is the sort of game, if they are going to run up a number, he's their main guy. Not sure that Brisbane can stop anyone terribly good.
Yeah.
He may well kick 10. We move on to the second of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're at Cadinia Park for Geelong and the Kangaroos. Geelong getting about a goal and a half, total points line low 180s.
Love to know the last time Geelong opened dogs at KP. That would have been...
And the move's been against them. They opened 5.5 and the money's come for North.
Yeah, there you go. As it probably should, to be honest. North Melbourne are a better side than Geelong are. Geelong have got quite a few injury worries as well. Lonigan will miss. Bartell's gone for an extended period of time. Lonigan, that's the one that really worries me. I personally think that with him out of the team, Harry Taylor's then forced to defend, which is something that he is not absolutely top of his game. He's more of a playoff, a standoff type player. So if he's forced to take take the number one defender, our number one forward in Petrie, then, you know, your Brown or whoever's your next best could, or a Jared Waite, for example, could really get off the leash and get stuck into it. So I've actually got two bets in this game. I'm going to take North Melbourne at the minus, and I'm playing the over.
Very good. No bet for me at the line, only because North Melbourne and expectation haven't gelled terribly well, particularly when North Melbourne expectation and my cash have been involved. It's a bad triumvirate. Only two of those three things ever seem to be seen in the same place at the same time. Was very keen on the over, except for the forecast of a fair bit of rain around both Melbourne and Geelong this week. I think the line is still holding up in the low 180s.
Surely it can't rain everywhere. It's bloody raining.
It's
everywhere.
Not raining in Brisbane. Wow. Which is
goodness.
First rule of betting the overs is to make sure it's not going to be pissing down in that venue, because you'll get a 5-goal lower line on the day.
Well, who cares? I'm still going to play it.
It was enough to talk me out of it. But all the trends are to the over. The recent head-to-head history says over's the way to go.
I expect it's game day decision. Sunny day in Geelong, bugger them, it's not going to rain.
No, it hosed down for about 10 minutes of that game in the second quarter on Sunday, and they still got over the line. I probably just should have bet that thing. But anyway, we move on to the Sunday twilight game in the last one of the week. Western Bulldogs and Adelaide at the Docklands. The Dogs getting about 4-goal start. Total points line around the 180 mark.
Again, this is probably an overs game on face value. The Dogs struggled a little bit last week to put a score on, but that's going to happen with young key forwards against the experienced Hawthorn backline. I'm not convinced Adelaide's defensive setup's anywhere near what Hawthorn's is. So I reckon that there could be a bit of score here. I'm pretty sure Bontempelli's coming back in for the Dogs this week, which would be a massive in for them. Gives them a lot of starch in and around the footy. He's a bit of a freak, the big fella. And I think the Crows will be out to put on a bit of a performance as well after nearly getting dusted by Melbourne last week. Dangerfield in particular will want to raise his colours. And there's a question mark over Mitch Wallace as well, who's the Doggies' number one tagger. So with him out, they really won't have anyone to stop him. I mean, you saw the Hawks last week had two blokes get 40-plus and another couple mid to high 30s. If the Crows are getting that sort of number through their midfield, Tex Walker could kick 15. So the overs is the play for me.
Yep, agree with all of that. I'm with the over as well here. Dogs trending to the over the last couple of years at the Docklands, trending to the over pretty well off a break 7 days or more. Crows trending to the over on the road at the Docklands. 180 under the roof gives you a fair bit of room. If the Crows do, open things up. And I think if the Dogs actually want to go with them and compete, they won't do it by shutting the game down. They're going to have to kick 15-plus themselves. They met at the Docklands 2 years ago, and the total went 245.
Perfect.
You wouldn't need that many, but it'd be nice to park one early on in the game. So yeah, I think we've actually more or less stuck with the trend here. I've got three bets, two of which are totals. So I've got Sydney at the plus, over in Brisbane West Coast, and over in Dogs Adelaide.
Well, I've got six bets. I'm not sure how that happened. I think I've got a little bit carried away here today. But
you've got more totals than lines.
Yeah, I think I've only got two lines, and I think I've got four totals. I've got Essendon at the minus. I've got the over Freo versus the Swans. Overs West Coast Brizzy. North Melbourne at the minus, and the overs in the same game, and the overs in the Western Bulldogs Adelaide game. So we're expecting a lot of points this weekend.
Let's just hope for an attacking extravaganza for the last four. If the last four go about 1,000 between them, that'd be bloody good.
Pull your fingers out, your mugs, and get a kick.
Good luck and good punting, folks.